ever since Mary Bondurant, former Kenai Airport manager, and Christine Cunningham told me about the Family Bear Project, I was excited, but I really don't have that kind of a visual mind to look at two-dimension things and put it into three dimensions. But now I have just seen the bronze model. And OMG, is it gorgeous. I have to relate to this because, as you know, Mary, I've been coming home to Kenai for over 50 years now, and the airport, to me, is coming home. And every time, because you were the manager there for many years, but now that I can anticipate coming home and seeing those bears, which I've seen in the wild, it's just going to make this such a more nostalgic experience. The bronze brings to life something that is almost more meditative than seeing them live out there. Are you impressed with the model?
Oh, I'm very impressed. It came yesterday, and Christine and I opened it up yesterday afternoon, and we were like, wow.
And Christine, you just received a check. And somebody else was up here saying, you know, we give brown bear tours. We are the sightseeing capital, and it is so fitting to have those brown bears here. How's the fundraising going?
We're getting a lot of support, and from places we didn't expect it. Grant Aviation and then Three Bears Alaska, which makes sense. But also, we just got a check for $15,000 from Barbara
and Rick Baldwin.
So super exciting. The bears will have presence, like you said. That's just something that being a part of this is being part of a legacy, and I'm really grateful for all of Mary's hard work and the rest of the committee.
You know, to see Rick's commitment means a lot because he is one of the founders of this community. You talk about skating rinks, you talk about anything that we have for our youth here, and Rick Baldwin has been involved with it. So it underscores what we're saying from the old-timers' perspective and seeing what the next generation, when they come home to Kenai, it's going to be about those brown statues.
It is, and also Alaska E-Line and HDL, the engineers at the airport, have contributed as bronze sponsors, so it's coming in every day, and when you go pulling up to the airport, there's going to have a little cub bear standing there looking at you like, what are you doing? Just like I said, you know, you might stumble on them in the, you know, wilderness, in their own environment.
And speaking about feeding the bears, what's the timeline that we have on having those bears present at the airport?
We are planning to have them there this fall.
That's really
the plan. So people will probably, Mary suggested, we'll gate off the area, and there will be a coming soon, and then a big celebration, an unveiling when they're finally installed.
Do we have a financial goal that we have to reach first?
We do. The total project cost is $200,000, and we are looking to get the funds so we can enter into a contract with the bronze artist, and we're halfway there by May 1st, yes.
And just think of all the new people. If Alaska has another boom and we build another pipeline and new families are going to be coming and making new memories, this is going to be kind of etched in their whole vision of our community.
Well, it is, and we have said all along that this is a catalyst to this. We are looking at and accepting ideas for putting bronzes at the southern part of the airport in front of the terminal and maybe throughout the community so that people can travel around the peninsula and enjoy these bronzes.
I think we should have a bronze bust of Mary Bondurant and Christine Cunningham at the airport as well, because all of these things have taken a lot of energy and a lot of work from these two ladies and all of your volunteers. Thank you very much for what you're doing. And I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that very nice sound of KSRM.